Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody?
What up?
What's up, Red,
brother B? What up, Blog Talk Radio? What up, Facebookers? There's another episode of The Menu. Yes. Where you at, outside? Fish tank or something? What the hell are you doing?
Fish tank?
Hey, well, you sitting in front of the fans or something?
Oh, you can see, you can hear that?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It sounds like you're driving. It sounds like you're driving with the window with the window open.
No, I'm not. And mind you, I'm not even sitting in front of it like that.
Wow, these some powerful earphones, man.
Yes. Oh, it's a powerful ass fan. Yo, what's again? What up, everybody? Another episode of The Menu and Blog Talk Radio. Big Red and Brother B in the house. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And you can also like us on Facebook, The Menu, at Mind You Are, Mind Your Mental. The your is you are, Mind Your Mental. And, you know, check us out. You know, we are, you know, drop your comments, any ideas for shows and stuff like that. You know, we with it. We definitely with it.
Yes,
we love
we
to
are.
Hear from you. You know, definitely wanna, you know, checking the stats on, you know, Blog Talk Radio, and wanna give a shout out to the Russian Federation for listening and checking in with the, you know, with the Menu. And once again, you know, United Kingdom, France, USA, hey, we'd love to hear from you, whether it be by Facebook or you calling into the show. You know, no one's opinion is ever not important. You know, that's what The Menu is all about, is everybody dropping their knowledge and, you know, where they're coming from or voicing their opinion. And, you know, everything is objective here, not subjective. So, you know, definitely we'd love to hear from you guys. But either way, thanks for, you know, checking us out.
Thank you,
and,
everyone.
Hopefully, you know, one day soon, you know, we'll get this thing popping live so we can give Bill Maher and a couple other people a run for their money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
give
that's
them,
right.
See us live and direct. You know what I'm saying? Word. Word to your mama's uncle.
Word
but
up.
Anyway. So, yeah, what up, Big Red? What's going on? How you been?
I'm good. I'm chilling a little tired because of work last night, but I'm good. I'm running on the double D's, Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, gosh.
I'm running on that.
You
no, not
cool,
please. That ain't going to help me. I need the straight iced latte with that shot of espresso. That's what I need. That's the only thing that kept me running.
Gotcha.
And now
gotcha.
It's winding down, but I still got a little bit left in me. I got a little bit left.
Okay, well, hopefully it lasts you for the show. Last for the show, and then last you to, you know, do whatever you have to do to get ready for today. You know what I'm saying?
It will.
That's what's up. You
know, so how's your day, brother? Brother B.
It's all right.
How'd you be?
I had class today.
Oh, okay.
For work. And glad that's over with. And And so what's going on?
Stay on the P's
called.
And Q's.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm trying. Man. I just got a phone call to go into work, and right now, you know, can't do it. We're doing the show. We rocking
not
out.
Not gonna
right
be
now.
Able to do.
We're not gonna be able to do it.
Not gonna be
it.
Able to do it.
Nope. But, you know, once again, it is the menu. Big Red and Brother B in the house. Once again, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. Now, before we get into our topic, I would just like to say that there's been some interesting things going on in the news of late. But one thing I will say is, people, listen, use your illusion, but use it for positive, not for negative. And when I say that, I say this. There's a lot of things that we may see and hear in the media. There's no guarantee that it's 100% true. There's no guarantee that it's 50% true. But the thing is, try to look at everything from all angles. Once again, the word is objective, not subjective. You know, you can't make everything about yourself and what's going on and pertaining to you, because sometimes it's just not about you. Because if it wasn't about you, then the universe would have put you on this planet by yourself.
By yourself, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So you really got to, you know, take certain things with a grain of salt. You know, I know everybody's charged up with certain things that's going on in politics and certain things that's going on in their personal lives. You know, listen, we've all been there one time or another. But one thing that we do have to realize is rationale over anything else. Logic over anything else. You gotta look at things logically, and you gotta try your damnedest to be rational. And look at the big picture. Don't look at, you know, the little paint jar. Look at the big picture. Even before it's finished, just look at the big picture.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And because it's hard to decipher what's real and fake in media nowadays, because they're selling so many wolf tickets.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, every time you turn around, the propaganda with law enforcement and black people, and then it's something else with, you know, number 45, and then there's something else with the Obamacare, and then there's something else with, you know, something else. And it's like, you know, hey, everybody got their own situation. And the last thing you need, I don't really watch the news like that. Like, I may hear about a story a week later and be like, wow, how did that happen? Because I just don't focus on it, because, like, after a while, it's just miserable and disgusting.
Right, all
like,
over.
Tragedy shouldn't sell as it should.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in the perfect world. But anyway.
Right, because that's what they, you know, they strive, you know, they that's what they go for. That's why I'm saying, with, you know, when you hear certain things and it's like everybody's going off on that one. Oh my God, they said this and they said that. And they, oh, if you eat an apple today, but it used to be eat an apple today and keep the doctor away. Oh, now if you eat an apple, you're gonna die tomorrow. It's like, stop feeding this to everything. Just do what you have to do. And, you know, people want to, you know, they want, just like you said, it's like negativity is taking over positive stuff. Like when are we going to hear some good news about something or somebody, you know, getting a cure for HIV and AIDS? How about that? How about a cure for cancer? Let's hear happy stuff like that.
Well, unfortunately, Red, cures don't make money.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
So, you
and,
know, we already
and that's what
know
they want.
That, yeah, we already know that we live in a world where it's all about the treatment and not the cure. of any and everything, whether it's something that affects you, you know, physically, even mentally. You know what I'm saying? It's all about treating it. It's never about the actual cure.
Cure, right.
Know? So, I mean, I guess it is what it is at this point. But with that being said, hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend as we get ready to head into Monday.
Don't remind me.
Yeah.
Well, so, I don't work Monday. I don't work until Tuesday.
Still, it's your damn Monday. Tuesday is your Monday.
Yeah, right. Tuesday is my Monday, right? Exactly. Exactly.
Some people don't have no weekends off at all. So, to everybody out there on their grind, I salute.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, this beer's for you. So, with that being said, let's get into the topic.
Yes, sir.
The contradiction between humanity, and religious beliefs. So, do you want to set it off, or you want me to set it off?
You can set it off, and I'll chime on in.
Okay. All right, because I'm about to go in just a little bit. Okay. One thing I really don't get, and it's at this point, I'm not really trying to get it, because obviously that no one else kind of gets it, and they don't really care. But, all right, religion or religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a main theme and the main message, how is it that we still manage to treat each other like shit?
Right.
How do you go from love thy neighbor to, and I'm going to say it, how do you go to love thy neighbor to shoot that nigga? Or
right.
You watch the news and you see some excessive force, or you see someone beating on a child or whatever. How do you call yourself a religious person, but yet you hold some type of malice in your heart? Like, and when I say religious, you know, I'm not just talking about people that go to church every Sunday or go to church every day, because the ones that go to church every day, I find it interesting. But the thing is, how is it that you can believe in God, but yet you still have... What are you doing? What are you rolling over? What are you doing?
Oh,
you're making all that noise. It sounded like you was like rolling around in the field of paper bags or something like that. What you doing?
No, I'm sitting right here. I don't know, maybe I'm moving my arm or something.
I thought you were transforming.
Shoot. Oh, no,
like
no.
About to roll out.
Oh, God, sorry about that. I don't know. I'm moving my arm, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, well, tell your arm to chill, all right? Tell your arm to be cool. Like, how is it that you call yourself a religious person?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, once again, like, there's a lot of people, you know, I don't want to single any one group out, so I'm just not going to say it right now. But
right.
How do you call yourself, like, you know, religious, or you believe certain things, that you really feel that other people or other religions just shouldn't be around or be in the mix, and, like, you treat them like crap? Like, how, like, I don't get it. Once again.
Okay, so can you elaborate on that? Like, what do you mean by, like, with other religions, they don't want other religions around?
All right. So let's go in. So let's look at Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not gonna go to the, you know, the whole deep into the history of it, but let's look at Christians. Now, once again, whether it's Christianity, whether it's
you know, Muslim, whether it's Baptist, whether it's Catholic, the main message of each religion is love and peace, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So with that being said, why can't everybody just basically get along? Why does someone have to feel that their religion is better than other than someone else's? But then you sidestep the human side of you just to prove that your religion is better or that your God is better. Like, see, this is the thing that I'm not under that I'm not understanding. You get where I'm coming from?
Right. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's why I said you had like. I understand it because sometimes I think to myself, too, like, why is there such a fight with religion? Like, where, just like you said, if we're, if you, okay, I don't care, just like you said, I don't care who you praise to or who you, you know, you go, whatever it is that you praise or whatever it is that, that your religion is. They all supposedly teach to love one another. Supposedly. So now, just like you said, so because, okay, I'm going to just say because maybe because I believe in, you know, I you know, Buddhism, maybe I'm you know, Buddhism, and you are Islamic or you practice is Islamic, you know, why is it that something has to be wrong or I have to point you out or make you feel a certain way? Because that's what you practice. We are both praying to somebody that, that we're both praying for something spiritual.
Exactly.
So it shouldn't be a fight, or it shouldn't be you know anything where I have malice towards you because you know you praise Allah and I praise the big fat guy with the bald head. Like you know it shouldn't be a fight because of that.
You're right. It shouldn't be.
Whoever, right, it shouldn't be. Whoever you pray, that's you know, that's who you pray. That's for you. But then why is it that, that I have to, I, like I said, why is it that I have to treat you a certain way or make you feel some type of way or I have to be like, oh, that's wrong. You're not supposed to be doing it. No, that's, no, you don't do that to people.
But no,
because
I mean,
then that's
should.
Where, but, yeah, because that's where the, that is, see, now, which you're saying the humanity side, see, that's where the humanity side is not in place there. Because then I'm treating you a certain way, and the next thing you know, I'll be trying to hurt you because of that.
Exactly. And that's
and
what,
I don't think that's right.
No, I don't think it's right either. I mean, listen. You can't, like, let's look at the what the definition of Christian is. Let's just look at Christian. Christian, or is a Christian is a person who follows or adheres to Christianity. And Abrahamic monotheistic religion. Monotheistic, I'm sorry, religion based on the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Christian derives from the coined Greek word Christos, a translation of the biblical Hebrew term Mashiachiah. If I said that right, didn't want to offend anybody. So now, we basically, what we get from that is basically a Christian is, the religion is based on the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, I was growing up, you know, teach that Jesus Christ is the Savior and, you know, run around, you know, performing miracles, you know, December 25th, his day was born. And
his birthday.
You know, this, that, and third. But once again, Jesus never judged anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at any story, from to my knowledge, now someone correct me if I'm wrong, 347-324-3395, Jesus never judged. He went around and doing his thing. He never judged.
Mm-hmm.
So who the hell are we, or who the hell is a person that supposedly follows his teachings? See, this is the thing that pisses me off. How do you claim that you follow the teachings of a person who never judged, but yet you judge?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So what does that make you? Does that make you true in your faith?
A hypocrite.
Yeah, or
that's
does it make you a hypocrite? Exactly. Does that make, once again, does that make you true in your faith, or it makes you a hypocrite? I would like to know, like somebody explained to me, once again, if you follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, how do you call yourself faithful yet judge? Because like I said,
right,
in all the stories, in all the stories that I've heard and read and when I was in church, like, it never talked about Jesus judging anyone.
But see, some people will flip it around. They'll flip it around to make it right for them and not make it seem like they're hypocritical.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll flip it around and make it seem like they're not hypocritical. And you are. You actually are, because you can't, just like you said, you can't read these words. You're reading these words, and just like you said, you're reading these words, you know the story, you sit down and you're telling children, you know, you're doing Bible classes and stuff like that, and you're sitting down and you're telling people or children or whoever one thing, but you do the total opposite, like you said, but then you judge other people off of things that they've done, like you haven't sinned yourself. Because guess what? Those people that sit in church, and I'm going to say the people that sit up in church every day, every Sunday, and all that other stuff, believe me, they are a very big sinner.
Yeah, of course. No doubt. And they don't want to hear it, but it's true. Some of you are liars.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying?
No, they
don't like
hear it.
But I don't care. Like, I don't care what you say. Like, you can get mad all you want to. You know, you can get mad, but listen, the truth is the truth. If you're in pain, the truth hurts, take a time on.
Right.
Now, if you want, let's look up the word Muslim. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Wikipedia, a Muslim is someone who follows or practices Islam,
mm-hmm,
a monotheistic Abrahamic religion.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims consider the Quran, their holy book, to be the verbatim word of God, as revealed to the Islamic prophet and messenger Muhammad. Now, one thing I noticed in both definitions,
mm-hmm, Abrahamic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, what is everybody fighting over?
Exactly. Absolutely.
What are you assholes fighting over? And I'm calling you, I'm calling you ass. The only reason why, I'm sorry, real quick, the only reason why I got to go this route, or kind of just be that type of asshole right now, is because I don't like when people try to use their religion to make a point when they don't have one. And you know that, and basically you know that you're lying. Like, you know you're just using certain bits and portions of your religion to try to make a point that you really don't have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That pisses me off. Because you're not being true in your faith. You're not being true. Like, you can pray all you want to, but yo, once again, if you hold some type of malice in your heart for somebody else's religion, or just a bunch of people in general, just because, you're not being faithful to the message.
Mm-hmm.
You're not.
But that's like you said, I think it's more of, how can I put it? I think, if I could put it in, I'm trying to think of a way to put it. Like, I think it's more of just like you said, it's the same thing. It's the same. It's just that because I feel, and I'm going to just say it like that, I think it's because it's brown people that are studying something different, or they feel that they're studying something different. But you're going under this, it's the same thing.
It's just that they pray to Allah. It's just different, maybe different dialect that they're doing when they pray to, but it's the same thing.
Well, one thing I do realize, and before I say it, I'm going to say it again. To those that become offended, you're only offended because you're being ignorant and you're not, you're choosing to not listen. You only want to hear what's being said, but you're not listening, and you're not doing your own research.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get offended, you're only offended because of your own ignorance.
They don't want to do research.
Well, I don't really care. I don't care what you do or don't want to do, because I know I do research, but I don't really care. My whole thing is this: if you're offended, you're only offended because of your own ignorance. You can
mm-hmm.
take that to wherever you want to take it, because I really don't care. But anyway, one thing that you know, kind of like also grinds my gears when it comes to the whole thing of, like, once again, you have humanity, you have us, like, we have the race of, you know, people. And, okay, we're all broken down into different religions and, you know, sections and all this and that. But like I said, once again, it's a universal message, but everybody wants to turn it around and twist it for it to benefit them.
Right.
Now, there's something that you just said in your last statement
mm-hmm.
in terms of, oh, my gosh. Well, I forgot what you said. That's another thought on my mind. But it was basically related to how is it that, how is it that you let your beliefs, and you feel so strongly in it, how does your belief trump who you are as a person?
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you put, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you say this is who you are. You're nothing else. Like these people who call themselves, I'm a devout this, I'm a devout that, I'm a devout this. Once again, that's your religious belief, which has nothing to do with your spirituality. Because if
mm-hmm.
you can't tie them together. Being spiritual and your religious belief have two totally different meanings.
But
don't,
I don't think they
confused.
Know that.
Well,
yeah, but they
not,
do.
Once again, yeah. I mean, listen. How do you not know? I mean, how do you not pay attention to the word? That's the thing.
Because,
that's the thing that I'm getting at.
Right. They just look at it as they do pay attention to the word, but they take that wording and they use it like a dagger when they want to, when they want to make you feel. I'm gonna tell you something. I was working at a job years ago, and there was a young lady there. You know, we were about the same age bracket, kids about the same age at that time. They were much younger, and she was so into, you know, she was so heavily, so supposedly heavily spiritual, and oh, every weekend she was in church and this, that, and the other, and oh my God, Lord this and the Lord that, but she had a whole lot going on in her life, baby daddy in jail and all this other stuff and everything else, but you so religious and this, that, and other. So I was dealing with a guy at that time, but he practiced, you know, Islamic. He practiced, you know, that. She didn't know that at the time, but when she did find out, she was like trying to push me into getting into a church, which is nothing. That's another thing that we need to talk about, is how these people try to push you into religion, and I don't like that. Don't try to push me into what you're doing, because if I'm not into that, if that's not what I want to do.
True.
So she was trying to get me to come to her church and, oh, you need to come and that and this, that, and other. So when she found out I was dealing with this guy, she pulled me to the side and was like, oh, you know, that guy that you deal with? I said, yeah. So what's the problem? She was like, well, if you're trying to get into my church and I got to bring you to my church, you can't be dealing with him. And I looked at her, I said, and why not? I said, and why not? She says, because, oh, you know what he practices? And I looked at her, I said, what he practiced? What are you talking about? Oh, he practiced, Islam. And I said, okay. And I just looked at her because I'm like, what does that have to do with, what does that have to do with me? So I'm just like, this is going back to what we say. You so miss spirituality and the churches. You want to bring me into your church, but that's not how you do it, by telling me, oh, I can't deal with somebody because I'm supposed to be, getting into your church or whatever. I should be free to deal with whoever I want to, whether he practices Islam, Buddhism, whatever it is that he practices.
Well, see, that's the thing. You do have some religions out there that don't allow you to mesh with other types, which, like I said, I find that interesting because, I mean, once again, it's the overall universal message, love, peace, and how do you alienate someone else just because, alienate people just because they don't believe in what you believe in. Like, there is a religion that in which I will not put their name out right now, but they kind of disown people if they don't follow, certain rules, or, they kind of keep themselves to themselves if you're not one of them. And to me, it's kind of like a separatist thing. But my thing is, how do you conduct yourself? Like, how do you call yourself, like, a lover of God or the universe or the supreme being or the Most High, but once again, you're busy sitting back saying, oh, well, I can't deal with you because you're Muslim, or I'm not supposed to talk to you because you're Muslim. I remember one day I kind of had a battle. Like, I used to, years ago when I was younger, I used to practice Islam. And this lady had, they knocked on the door. I was at a friend's house. This lady knocked on the door, and she was coming in to give some Bible study to, a friend I was visiting at the time. And then she saw, like, the crescent moon and the star. I had a chain on my neck. So she started asking questions. And then it was like, so if this is the case, why this, that, and the third? If this is the case, why this, is that? And I'm like, yo, this is not about a religious battle. Like, you believe what you believe, I believe what I would believe, but, overall, we all believe in the same thing.
Right, exactly.
And she just totally caught an attitude. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, we don't believe in the same thing. So you're trying to tell me that there's, like, if there's 80 different religions, there's 80 different supreme beings that's all with their own different messages to everybody.
Right, absolutely. I don't understand.
And once again, like you said, don't force that pill down my throat.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
No one should be going around trying to say, oh, you need to turn into this, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. Why do I need to do it? Why do I need to be like you? Like me, I don't claim religion anymore. I stopped that a long time ago. I just believe that there's a force higher and stronger and more powerful than all of us. And that's just that.
Right, absolutely. And that's it.
But
exactly.
It doesn't mean that I'm not a spiritual person. I'm very spiritual. But it doesn't mean that I have to conform to the confines of a religious belief in order for me to be spiritual.
Right, and that's what I don't get with some people I call them ultra religious, where they'll tell you, oh, well, because you're not right with God, or you didn't get baptized, and this, that, and the other, oh, you're gonna go to hell, and you're listen. We already living in hell. I don't know what country or where they, you know, where they from or what you know, silver lining cloud they on, but we already living in hell already. So guess what? If hell is worse than this, listen, I don't know what to tell you, but it's just that don't tell me because I'm not in the church, because I haven't been baptized, that I'm not a spiritual person. You don't have to have been baptized to be a spiritual person. That I feel that is bull. I feel that is really, I feel that is bull, and I felt that way for a lot of years. I felt that way for a lot of years. I felt like that, because you don't have to be in the church or baptized or you know doused with a gallon of water. I don't want to be underwater like that. Because guess what? You might keep me down there. I don't know, you know, what your intentions are.
I mean,
so
no, go ahead, finish.
No, I'm just saying, don't make me, once again, don't make me feel a certain way, or don't make me feel like, I'm going to have bad, like you're trying to say, you're going to have bad luck all your life, because you know what, you haven't been baptized, or you're not spiritual. No, you don't have to be, you can be a spiritual person without being, like I said, I say, ultra religious. Or overly religious.
Well, listen, Red, I know one thing for certain. If you don't brush your teeth, your breath gonna stink.
Like yuck mouth.
Yeah, that's what I know for certain. Everything that anybody else saying about if you're not baptized, like, you know, or what is that they do to the children when they with the christening? If you don't christen your child and you're not bringing them before God, all right, check this out. How do you think baby got here? And it wasn't just by sex.
Exactly.
It had to be something. I mean, if that's what you believe, it had to be something else going on in there. So you can't sit there and say that, if you don't christen your baby, then the baby's gonna be evil, like little Damien. And
listen, let me tell you something. You know how many children's christenings I've been to, and guess what? The little mother effers is as bad as hell. Are you kidding me? And they was christened and everything, and went to the day. Are you what? Please. I don't even. But not that, you know, like I said, that's what people want to do. That's their business. I don't care. But just like I said, don't try to make me feel a certain way or make it seem like, oh my God, oh you're terrible because you haven't been baptized or you haven't been this and that. Get out of here with that.
Yeah, like I can't roll with that that theory right there. It doesn't really make sense to me. I mean, once again, we're supposed to be human. We're supposed to, love one another, help one another.
Love thy neighbor.
You know, stuff. Yeah, love thy neighbor, as you love thyself. But I guess a lot of people don't love themselves because they don't love their neighbor.
Nope.
Like
nope.
all the unrest that goes on over in the Middle East, over land.
That I'll
like,
still
really
live on.
Do you really think like the Most High is cool with that? Like, you really think that the Most High is cool with the fact that you're busy blowing up each other, shooting up each other, over
bombing each other?
Over what we could say was sacred land, because. I mean, isn't it the land of where Jesus, was born and, walked and, created miracles? Like, how do you destroy that? That's what I don't understand. And actually, once again, I'm not trying to understand it. Because, listen, what you eat don't make me shit. And that's how it's going to rock.
All right,
but I just don't get it. Because what are you fighting for? That's what
land.
It's
land.
It's But it's a contradiction. Because, listen, once again, you didn't hear Jesus telling people to fight for stuff, did you? I didn't read the whole Bible. I know I see a little bit here and there. What I don't know, I will go look up. But I ain't never hear any type of messages in there from Jesus Christ talking about, listen, go kill people in the name of the Father. Or go kill people for over some land. Or go do this. Or go, like, come on now, really?
Right, exactly.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror thinking that you're doing right, that you're thinking that you're doing this in the name of God? How do you?
And actually, that's what they're fighting. They're fighting over land. That's really what it is.
Yeah, it's a power struggle. And I don't see the purpose of it, because once again, you like, everybody wants to claim ownership to what? To the Holy Land. Okay.
Right.
Why can't you just like share it? But you know, somebody would call me a asshole because oh, you can't share. We don't share. It was originally our land. Now, all I'm going to say is, if you look at, I'm not familiar with the war between, you know, the Jews and the Arabs years ago. That whole little piece of history right there, I don't even adhere to. I don't think about it because I don't care. But if you look in the old Bible, if you look at the map of an old Bible, it tells you the original name of the land that they're fighting for over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were claims that there was a fight between, you know, the Jews and the Arabs and the Palestinians, and, you know, the land was won by its so-called current owners.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arabs want their land back. Listen, like I said, what you eat don't make you eat. But my thing is, how dare you screw it up for everybody else? How dare you? Because if I was that much a believer in like the whole thing of religion and my religious belief, how dare you destroy the Holy Land in which my Savior came from for your own selfish bullshit?
Right, exactly.
How dare you? Because somebody wants to control it. You destroy it. Fighting each other for control.
But my thing is, I don't
you know what I'm saying? How dare you?
But my thing is, how long are they going to fight for this? This has been happening since the beginning of time. Are you going to still fight for this? You're still fighting for this land. You got they're still going back and forth, just like you said, killing one another, bombing this one, doing this one, for just a piece. Like I said, a piece of land. It's not even. I don't even think it's about the religion part anymore. Exactly.
Yeah, see, somebody wants to claim. Someone wants to claim right. I want to claim right to the Holy Land. Listen, unless you can walk on water, or turn water to wine, it ain't yours.
Right,
it ain't yours to claim. It ain't yours to fight over. It's not yours. So just stop it.
But then they'll look at it as, well, we have to do it for, they'll say, oh, well, my great, 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 grand, great grandfather and my great grand, you know, they'll say that they fought for it, so it has to keep going. It's just like a family feud. Like, it keeps going.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. Keep going until what? Until everybody's dead, because you're killing all the kids. You're killing this. You're killing up everybody. Everybody's just dying left and right from in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is really nothing's really come about. Except death. That's the only thing.
But they'll say that's right, because you know what? They'll say, well, this is what they fought for. For many years, this is what they were fighting for. This is what they fought for. There was bloodshed because, you know, there was bloodshed. There was a lot of bloodshed going on in that time
that, you know, they don't tell you that, well, that they don't want to speak about?
Of course. Of course. I mean, listen.
Okay.
Go ahead. Finish up.
No, I'm just saying, it was just, you know, a lot of bloodshed. And like I said, I feel it was more, I think back it might have been more about the religion then, but now it's more over land. Then again, it might have been about land even then. And they're just putting it as in, oh, they're fighting over the spiritual beliefs or the, you know, or the religious beliefs.
Me personally, I just think it's about the land. Somebody wants to own
right.
it. Somebody wants to claim ownership.
Right.
Somebody wants to, you know, prove that they're, it's like real estate. Some people feel
right.
that, you know, that my God is better than your God, and my God owned this, so this is what they want. And he's like, no, my God owned this, and this is what we want.
Right.
That's what it boils down to.
Right.
Because once and again, that's where the religious beliefs clash.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the humanity goes out the window. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because you can't continue to call yourself human or have some type of humanity within when you're too busy trying to kill somebody or believe somebody should be brought to some type of death or some type of punishment. Because they don't believe in what you believe. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? That's not cool.
Right.
But
then, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, but, you know, the whole thing is, once again, that's the contradiction. And it's like, once again, people sleep peacefully at night, knowing that they, on one side, oh, I love the Lord, Christ the Savior, all this and that. But at the same time, out the other side of your mouth, oh, I hate those Muslims, oh, I hate those Jews, oh, I hate these people, oh, I hate those people.
Mm-hmm.
God, most
and then kill
them.
Right, exactly. And then kill them and say, oh, I killed them in the name of, you know, Jesus Christ or whatever. They'll use that, and that's the thing. They'll use that to say, oh, that's the reason why I had to kill him, her, or whoever. That's
no
the reason
excuse.
Why I had to blow up, huh?
That's no excuse.
Yeah, but that's what they're using that as.
Well, see, all right, look at this situation with the Muslims. Mm. All right, so you have some extremists. There's extremists in every religion. But right now, okay, a lot of people want to focus on Muslims or the religion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is this, what I find so interesting is how it's so misinterpreted when it
sure
comes
is.
Down to the extremist part. Even though, and then people, once again, people pick apart the bad part, the other parts, or the Shahara law, or and how they treat their women, or how they do this, or they're barbaric, and yada yada yada. You don't think other religions
are they kidding me?
have their portions of things that they do that may be barbaric, or that may go back to a time where there wasn't any real type of, how could I put it, law, you know?
Right.
I mean, years ago they used to stone women, or stone men, and when they did, you know, certain things, people got stoned. Okay, in some Middle Eastern countries, they still do the same thing. Some people will consider it barbaric. Some people just consider it, well, this is what it was, and this is what it still is over here. Some people just chose not to evolve on certain things or progress in certain things when it comes down to their beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't give anyone else the right to bash them. Listen, Paul
absolutely.
McCartney said it best in Ebony Ivory. There's good and bad in everyone. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
yep, exactly.
But there are people out there who seem to think there's only bad in others. My thing is this. I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you believe. Just don't piss me off. I said that before, and I continue
just
to say,
don't get on my nerves.
Get on my nerves. Like, that's it. I don't care what your religious beliefs. I don't care. Listen, if we cool, we cool. If we not, yo, we got to speak. But, you know, to me, that's just real talk. You know, when I was in class earlier today, I mean, I know one of the guys was joking, but I've heard this before when people want to say, oh, you're a disgruntled black man. Why am I disgruntled? Oh, I know why. Because I'm not going to take your shit.
Exactly. Of course, now yeah, of course. You know that's why, yeah.
Because I'm angry or I'm disgruntled because I'm not going to kiss your ass on something. No, I'm not. I'm not here to kiss your ass. No, I'm not.
Exactly.
I'm not here to kiss your ass.
You know
I'm not
that's
here,
what that's
I'm
about.
I'm not here to appease you. I'm not here for your entertainment. And sometimes I may not even be here to be your friend. But you have to,
right.
You want respect, you have to give it. And it's the thing that people are not getting. Because once again, he has the almighty ego that trumps everything else. My God is better than your God. How? How's your God better than my God? Like, what does your God do better than the next God? Once again,
right, exactly.
Skipping over the universal, love, peace, the universal message of love and peace. The people are too busy hating each other, being mad at each other, want to prove who's better and who's the lower, who's the higher. Like, come on, just stop.
Unbelievable. It's just like, just leave people alone.
Like,
and
you
I think
the 12 disciples were clean? You think the 12 disciples were clean? Yeah, okay. Whoever thinks the 12 disciples were clean, yeah, go do your research.
Yeah, exactly.
Go
but see, that's
research.
The thing. They don't want to do the research because they know the truth is going to come out. This is why they get so angry when people start knowing things or they know certain things or they try to tell them because they don't want to know the truth. They're not going to research. Research for what? What am I going to research for if I'm going to bring if the truth is going to come out? I'm not going to do any research, no.
True.
I'm not going to
you know
do any research so the truth can come out. And I can feel stupid.
You know what I find interesting? That when it comes down, like, all right, some of us that do know, there's some that don't, but some of us do know that not all the 12 disciples had clean hands. But I find it interesting how it's not really talked about, but yet, to those who believe in the story of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Jesus, the Savior, how he rolled with sinners. Don't you find that interesting? You ever really think about that? Like, wow, Jesus rolled with sinners. Why didn't he roll with anybody else that he knew, you know, was on the straight and narrow, or he knew that was on some, you know, on the up and up? Why did he roll with sinners? And I'm going to
because
let
that was his humanity side.
Exactly. Now I'm going to let Paul 5891 answer that. What up?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, man, just chilling, man. Just chilling, man. More. What?
Whoa. Stop it.
All right.
We got to give you a shout on happy birthday, brother. I know your birthday was the other day, but we got to give you a shout.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy belated.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Thank you, guys. Thank you, y'all. What's going on?
K-Go.
Yeah.
What's up,
K-Dog? Hey, man, just chilling, man. Just chilling on a Sunday evening, just listening to the show, man. I just got to say, man, there's a lot of things that are being said, and I got to agree 100% with y'all. Listen, when it comes to religion, people take religion as if, like, it's their whole life. And I'm not saying anything bad against people who, whatever belief you have a right to those beliefs. Don't enforce it upon other people. Which brings to mind this, like, there's one Christian denomination, like, they pass out all these pamphlets, and I found one pamphlet to be quite disturbing, where this pamphlet was bashing Muslims. I'm like, wow. I'm like, are you serious?
Would they say something bad about Muslims?
They said that all Muslims are going to hell.
Why? Why are all Muslims going to hell?
Basically, that all Muslims are going to hell. And as that's what I'm saying. Is that what the
now?
You're
now
you
now you're judge, jury, and executioner.
Unbelievable.
I mean, is that what God said? Because hey, listen, we all know that there is one God. There was one time a guy got mad because but Colonel, you can't say that there's only one God. Because the Muslims serve Allah. I'm like, you do know that one God is like different names, right? Okay, the Muslims say Allah.
Absolutely.
The Muslims say Allah. When you're a Rastafarian, you say Jah. When you're Jewish, you say Yahweh. When you're a Freemason, you say the Supreme Being.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, you cannot just stand there and say like this, oh, that's not true, that no one believes in God but yourself. If you are a Christian, don't force your Christianity upon anybody else, because who are you to be the judge of anybody when you yourself, you claim to be, I'm not a sinful person. Yes, you are full of sin. You're being a hypocrite. You're being a hypocrite. And, and you know, I'm not downing Christians and saying all Christians are bad, but sometimes when you meet new Christians, it's just like those who just discovered, like Jesus Christ. Yes, that's not good that you just found your spirituality, but that doesn't mean that you have the right to walk around preaching to everybody else who you've known for years. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's been going on for a while. Let me ask, as a business.
Well, you're no doubt. But let me ask you this. So, like what we were saying before, why do you think Jesus rolled with sinners?
Because he said like this, the righteous are not in need of anything. He's like this, but those who are sick, he's like, listen, I'm the Son of God. I could roll with whoever I want to roll with. Because everybody's welcome in my Father's house. But according to some people, they get mad about that.
Now
they get mad. Yeah.
And I don't know why. But you know, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
Cause check this out.
But yeah,
so this is one of my.
Yeah.
Let me share one of my highlighted and favorite, you know, verses in the Bible. This is John 1. Oh, 1 John, chapter 2, verse 15. Now notice it says, "Do not love the world, or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world.
Yeah.
The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." So with that being said, are you really doing the will of God by hating someone else because of their different religious beliefs, or, you know?
Well, you're not living the word of God. If you have hatred, like they say, God is love. If you're gonna stand there and have deep hatred towards a brother or a sister, then that means there's a problem.
So, once again, the contradiction between humanity and the religious beliefs, how could you be so firm in your beliefs, but yet call yourself, I guess, a just human?
Yeah.
Or call yourself a believer in humanity when you're so quick to shun someone else? This is
exactly
the problem that I'm having. Because it's like that verse right there. It says, do not love the world or anything in it. But is that the part that they don't mention in church? Because then people will take that and run with it. Well, that's just the part that
they
don't want to hear. They don't want to hear about not loving the world. Because the world is where all the sin is at. Because it says, once again, the love for the world, like, that means you don't love the Father, because the world is not in them. So,
nope,
once
not.
Again, we there's the contradiction. Like,
if
we want to look at this whole humanity thing and us being here on this rock as an experiment, you know, by God, we failed. A lot of us failed.
Basically.
Because we're not living by the rules.
No, you're not.
So who are we to say anything about anyone else and how they're living when I'm not living by the rules myself?
Right, and you mean and it's being hypocritical.
Once again, that goes to the contradiction. And that's the thing I don't like. I don't like somebody trying to shove their religion down my throat. I don't like somebody telling me I am less of a believer in, you know, my spirituality, a level of spiritualness within me is not that great because I don't believe in this, or I don't read that, or I don't do that, or I'm going to hell because I'm of a certain faith. Who the hell are you?
Exactly.
Who the hell are you?
Nope.
I'm going to hell with you. You read something, they say basically all Muslims going to hell. Well, then if all Muslims are going to hell, then that's your opinion.
That is.
That and the metro card will get you on a train. You can go preach that.
Metro card.
Yeah, that and the metro card get you on a train. Because I don't see how you can just automatically judge and say, this particular group of people is going to go to hell because of what?
They even had said that all Jewish people were going to hell. I'm like, wow. And it's a small little pamphlet. I'm like, man, get out of here with that.
If anything, everybody going to hell because ain't nobody following the rules. Ain't nobody following divine rules at all. If anything, we all going into the microwave, okay? If we ain't there already, we all in the toast.
We already in the microwave.
Because I remember one time, I heard there's a coworker of mine. He whenever he goes to church, everybody knows, because that's when he starts talking about, I went to church, and stuff like that. And he comes in and starts preaching to people. And one time, someone told him, listen, I would really appreciate it if you would come here and stop preaching to people. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, I'm not going to stop preaching. They said, okay, you went to church today, right? Well, I went to church yesterday. They said, why is it as soon as you go to church, you come in here and start preaching to people? And yet you're the biggest hypocrite ever, because you sit there and bash other people's religion. As soon as someone's a part of a religion, what religion affiliation are you? I'm Catholic. What? You belong to the Catholic Church? And start bashing people that are Catholic, and someone gets turned off and starts cursing him out, he gets upset.
Ugh.
I'm like, listen, don't sit there and think that you're better than everybody because of what religion you follow. I'm like, what religion do you follow? He couldn't even answer. I'm like, could you answer what religion you follow? oh, I don't need to answer that. I'm like, you're not answering. I'm like, because you're contradicting yourself.
Mm-hmm. All the time, they do it. Unbelievable.
Listen, man.
That's crazy.
My thing is this. If you want to be right, get right. Heed the main message. It does not be concerned with certain stories, certain chapters, certain things in the Bible. Listen, heed the overall message. Love, peace. If we can do that, we'd accomplish a lot.
Of course.
But I don't really think that
we live in a world full of hate.
Too many people are too set in their ways.
Yeah.
Everybody's so divided when it comes down to their beliefs that it's just not going to happen. And it's sad. Because as a race of humans, we can accomplish so much. But yet, we think
we're
so
divided.
Yeah, and we're so divided. You know what I like about Star Trek? In Star Trek, mm-hmm. on Earth, at least from, you know, the Captain Picard era of Star Trek, but I think that's how all the series run in with. There's no war because there's no monetary system anymore. Everybody's in peace and harmony and loving one another because it's just a united front. And it seems like from that point they're able to just go forward. It's sad when a TV show gets it more right than we actually get it in real life.
Right.
But I guess that's why some people are so caught up in TV, because it's a fantasy that us as people probably never see or ever live. It's sobering. It's very sobering, but...
it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I did want to save this for next week, but you know what? I'm gonna take this last 22 minutes, and I gotta make a statement, and I'm sure you guys will join me. And if it spills over into we have to pick it up next week, then so be it. But all right, number 45's video, when he comes to New York, basically advocating police brutality. Listen, there's a lot of things that I can't say, but I'm just going to be real respectful. But what I am going to say is this. To those that listened to what he said and took take it as your opportunity to go out there and be brutal, to go out there and be harsh, to go out there and be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about the good cops out there that will probably have to suffer for your shit. Don't take that message that number 45 puts out. Because guess what? Number 45 doesn't have to do the job that you do. He doesn't have to patrol the streets that you patrol. He doesn't have to deal with the type of stuff that you have to deal with. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder. There's people that he pays and the government pays to watch his back. There's nobody really watching
right.
his back.
What a
because,
vest.
You know, when he was making the statement, I saw some faces and they seemed like they were happy to hear that. Do not take that message and really think that you're going to go out there and think with the idea that, hey, number 45 said, don't be gentle. Because once again, think about the other good cops that you're going to put in the line of fire or put in danger because of your stupid-ass actions. That was a very irresponsible thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I had to watch.
But you say a lot of irresponsible stuff.
Yeah, but see,
he does. Please, anything that comes out of that man's mouth is irresponsible.
Yeah, but to go tell, especially coming to New York,
and telling the law enforcement agencies here to be rough. You know, don't protect their heads. You know, like, you're telling them, really? There's going to be, listen, out of 10, there's going to be 6 assholes that are going to take that message and be like, yeah, I'm going to do what the president said. President said it's okay. President ain't got your back, jerk. But when shit hits the fan and IAA is up your ass, who has your back? You can't call the president and ask him, hey, could you get me out of this situation?
Right. I would hope they won't be that stupid.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you know what? That's the thing when I have to say people, they're human. And they're prone to do stupid stuff. Just because they have a badge and a couple of college credits doesn't make them smarter. Some use their brain, some don't. But that's what my concern is the good cops out there, the good law enforcement officers that will have to suffer because of somebody else's shit. It's very rarely the assholes that get it. It's always the good cops. It's always the ones that do the right thing that get caught up in that shit because somebody else. So before you want to go out there and bust heads and do everything else, please think about your fellow officers. Think about the danger that you may be putting them into because of your actions. Because that overall statement right there, once again, to be honest, it was beyond irresponsible. And if people start taking it to the streets, can you point the finger at him? Yeah, you can point the finger.
Exactly.
But nobody's going to look in that direction. We have enough situations where you see over the media where it's white cop kills black person. All over. Like, it's just okay.
Every
like, it's
time.
Okay. Like, it's something to do. And then he goes on the air and says something like that. I don't care what anybody says. We had a nice 8 years. Whether you respected Barack Obama or not, I really don't care. You had a nice 8 years. You didn't have somebody coming out with their immoral bullshit. Bush.
No, but
Bush didn't even come out of his mouth with bullshit like that.
No, no, absolutely not.
3054, you're on the air with the menu.
Wow. Okay, hello.
What's up, brother?
I was calling today to pray for you guys. So, our Father, who art in heaven. Something, something, something. I forgot the rest of the words. I guess I'm going to hell right now.
Say something, something,
he's
something.
You're a heathen.
I'm a heathen. Well,
you're a heathen.
I just want to make a quick story. Because, how can I say this? My sister who got married to a preacher. Of course I don't like the guy. I don't like anyone who dated my sister. Same way whoever going to date my daughter, I'm not going to like you. But it is what it is. But since, in my family, I come from a very religious background. Like, my stepfather's a deacon, my mother's something, something. I don't know, something about the church. I'm always considered the black sheep of the family. So when my sister married her husband, whatever you want to call him, when I first met him last year, I would say he was full of it. Everybody judged me like, Rodney, you're being too hard on him, you don't know him. Not because he's dating my sister. He's a preacher. What he's doing right now, he's brainwashing her, brainwashing everybody else. So now, my mother loves him. Why? Because he is a man of God. And so I'm like, okay, so what happened? They got married in less than a year that they dated each other. I'm like, wait a minute. I told my sister, you don't know this guy, really. Are you going to marry him already? At least, But long story short, I'm the black sheep, like I said. For who they run up to for help, for money, for guidance and everything? Me.
Wow.
K don't know. He know my family a little bit.
Wait,
you got money
I don't
trust
you.
Well, like, you got bread like that? That's why you.
That's bread like that. I'm looking for the money too. I'm looking for the money. Now, where the money's at? I'm rich. I work for the rich white man, but I ain't rich. I guess I'm doing well because I have two kids, but I'm the one who's starving. You know. But
kids first. Gotta eat.
It's funny how everybody praises Jesus Christ, who's from the Middle East, but we hate all the people that's from the Middle East.
Exactly.
Especially the Muslims and everybody else. You know.
Yeah.
How does that work out?
Well,
and like
Jesus,
in all the depictions, Jesus is white. He's a white
man. Which isn't true.
Is Jesus white? Can someone show me a picture of Jesus Christ when he took his first selfie? I'd like to see that.
Well, you know what? One day I was looking on Facebook.
They describe his skin as furnace, as dark as furnace, hair as wool, eyes of fire.
Well, one thing I don't understand.
That's Ned Rhino.
I understand. There's one day somebody posted something on Facebook about how he was outside in the sun for an hour and they got sunburned.
It happened.
So with
to
that
the white
being
people.
Said, okay, so what does that say about the Middle East where there's really not a lot of trees and there's a lot of sun and desert?
You got to be dark regardless.
You got to have some type of melanin because you can't be like white people would have been toast. It would have been a sunburned city if that was the case.
Exactly. I don't understand. Yeah. I don't know.
People tell me that, you know what, you don't follow Jesus, you don't follow God, you will go to hell. I'm like, hello? If this is not hell that we live in right now, I can't imagine any place being any worse than this. You know. No, people like, you know, God tells, you know, not to do this, not to do that, but everybody's sinning, everybody's killing each other, there's diseases and plague going on, but Jesus loves you, but God still loves you, so what's the point? So whether
because
you sin or not,
make our
Jesus
own,
loves you.
Some people, we make our own hell.
Oh.
Sometimes I don't think it's just the place, it's just what we create. And some people just create their own misery. They create their own hell.
Yeah.
Because in the grand scheme of things, life is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's only complicated. It's only complicated and screwed up by other people who just do not want to do the right thing or do not want to live in peace. Like you have that. We all have that coworker who comes to work and they're just like never happy. And it's like, what's your problem?
Don't get
like
big rest on it.
That's your problem. Yeah, but they want peace and happiness on everybody else. And this is what it is. Like I said, life is great. No matter what happens, like, you know, if you stub your toe, shit, at least you felt the pain. You still get the feeling pain. But other things, we create our own bullshit. There's a lot of
but
things
how can people believe in this
deal?
Huh? I'm like, how can people believe in this deal? Like you eat fish on Good Friday, but they eat meat on Good Friday, you're going to hell. I'm like, really? You eat meat any other day, but Good Friday, you're going to hell.
Right.
People live, because you know why? People live according to their religion. You see, people claim, oh, well, I believe in God. Do you believe in God or do you believe in your religion more than God? Because obviously, if you understand what I'm saying, there are some people who worship their religion. I'm sorry to say this, and I'm going to be perfectly honest. They worship religion more than God himself.
Yeah. But religion is guidance to a certain degree, K-Dog. It's like guidance for some people. It's like that's all they have. Like my family, they believe in this religion nonsense, so I don't believe in it. I'm the black sheep. I'm going to help, but they want me for help. You know, I'm like, okay. That's whatever.
Well, check
this
out. Like I said, we all sin in because, first of all, and it doesn't say, from what I noticed, now correct me if I'm wrong, nowhere in the Bible does it say sex was for recreational purposes or pleasure.
Exactly. We're supposed to just be fruitful and multiply. We ain't supposed to just be going around shaboinking each other just for the fuck of it.
Shaboinking.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're not supposed to be doing that. So, but yet, look what we've turned it into. Look what it's been turned into.
Yeah.
So we can't sit there. We can't sit there and but it's like what K-Dog said. People are worshiping the religion more than actual God.
Because people are brainwashed into this nonsense.
Well, religion. Well, like I said before, religion is a business.
Oh, yeah.
Great business. It's a great business.
It is. It's a booming business. Any one of us could go around and preach, and then now have to open our own church and make money, and our church goes from a storefront to a mega church in a heartbeat. Perfect example. What was Dr. Creflo Dollar, who had asked his congregation to give him how much was it? $300 for him to raise the money to $65 million for a plane that he needed. People were doing
that. If that's God's will, so be it.
Listen, I ain't giving up my $300 to somebody else to go fly in a goddamn plane. I go buy my own plane ticket.
Right.
And I don't think God's going to look at me bad. Like, well, you should have gave that money. Mm-hmm. No, I ain't have it to give. You know what I'm saying? So
you know a guy like that, brother B?
Not listen, I pay child support. I don't. I'm living a good time. So I'm keeping my head above water.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, you know, I don't understand how some people listen. If that's what you choose to do with your money, that's what you choose to do. But I really don't, like, I don't really think there should be any type of, it's an offering. It shouldn't be mandatory. If you got 50 cents, hey, you that's what you put in the plate. Everything don't have to be green or everything doesn't have to fold. Like, come on now. Like you said, it's turned into a business, and it's sad because now you're perverting it.
Yeah, I am.
But somebody will say, oh, I don't like that guy. I don't like that brother B. Why? Because I'm telling you something that you don't want to hear. Because you're probably capitalizing it off of it yourself. And, like, listen, do you, homie? I ain't hating. I'm just speaking on it. Because you ain't getting my
dollars. You do you, but
you ain't getting my dollars.
Don't force it upon us, you know. If we don't want to accept your religion, don't force it on me. Don't knock on my door Saturday morning knowing I'm hungover from Friday night trying to preach the word of God.
You know what you do? You know what you do? You go to the door with a bath towel on. Just take you in the bath towel on, and I bet you they'll never knock again.
I know. Hey,
can I get an amen?
Right. Yeah, amen.
That's right. Can I get an amen?
And just look at him and say, hold on. And just scream, hold on, baby, I'll be back.
Right.
or say, yo, Sean Black, I'm coming.
You know what? Yep,
who's after those Jehovah Witnesses? No problem. I got something for them. I got 45. Clack, clack.
Boy.
Clack, clack.
But like I said, man, it's just a big contradiction. And I really wish the over religious people would stop being so judgmental. Because once again, judge not, for ye shall be judged. I guess that part is not, you know, that everybody just skips over that part. You know, to judge not. Because there's a whole lot of judges out here. And they don't want to be judged, but they're quick to judge you. I find it very interesting. So, how
do you forget? Don't forget, you have to wear your Sunday best on church.
You know, yeah.
Nah, you're
best clothes. But
come as you are.
Big Rez. Big Rez.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's Sunday, the Lord's day off. Why people go to church and pray to God on his day off then?
Exactly.
If it's
that's
day
what
day
everyone's
off,
talking about.
Should you not bother the person?
Right, exactly. So what? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm confused.
That's why I became the black sheep of my family, because I asked a lot of questions. And, you know, they could not give me a different answer. Oh, read the Bible.
Yeah, they don't want you asking questions. They don't want you asking
no
questions now.
No, go read the Bible. I don't want to read no Bible. The white man made the Bible. Why should I read something the white man made?
Wow.
Is that Milton S., man? I'm speaking the truth. You know.
No,
listen,
but you know what?
The Bible
is a great mystery.
It's a great mystery that we may never know.
It's a, it's a translation, but the whole thing is it's translated from a dead language. It's translated from a dead language. Now, who translated it, we'll never know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because all the original text was supposed to be in Aramaic. Now, I don't know how many people you may find that still speak that. Within the past 50 to 100 years, I don't know. But that's another topic, because then that starts leading questions, well, where are the original texts? Once again, you point fingers toward the Vatican Vault. I'm sure the Vatican Vault has a lot of information that we never know. You'll never know. But, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hot Rod,
yes,
what's going
is.
On for tomorrow night? What's going on for tomorrow night, Hot Rod? What's the show?
Well, since you talk a little bit about Trump, you got to continue Trump talk tomorrow night, of course. Tomorrow night, we'll be talking about the ban on transgender in the military.
Oh,
and
boy.
The family will have. And also, this trending of Facebook Live that people, I don't know if you know about the story about the teenager that killed her sister in a DUI crash, but she was still streaming live after she killed her sister. Like,
oh, wow. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, she killed her.
Yes.
Did she mean to kill her sister?
No. She was drunk driving, and her sister was in the background, and she crashed the car. She was drunk driving, and Facebook streaming at the same time, crashed the car, and you see a dead body on the floor, and she like, I killed my sister. Well, you're still streaming on Facebook or Snapchat, whatever it is.
Instagram.
It's like there needs to be an end to this, you know? And I'm sorry, my kids are going in the background. My kids don't want to go to bed yet.
Day, kids? Yeah, that's social media has become a real serious problem.
No, it hasn't.
Unbelievable. That's crazy.
Crazy,
like,
man, crazy.
What our generations are thinking now, like, everything is Facebook Live. Oh, I'm going to rape Brother B. Facebook Live.
I've said this on the show several times. People are slaves to social media. They live their entire lives on social media. I have a lot more to say more about
everything.
That. Even taking a crap, even going to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Who the heck want to see that? Unbelievable.
Oh, some
people
do
they it. I'm glad I ain't seen nothing like that.
But what about a quick story about the people, some guy was drowning in a river and there was a bunch of teenagers. Instead of calling 911, it was Facebook, like they're live streaming of a man drowning.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Like,
I heard about that.
What's wrong with people today? You know? Nobody's thinking anymore. Everybody want to get their like. Everybody want to be unnoticed and get their attention now. Right, kid?
Yeah, it's sad.
You know about that?
Well.
And that's, with that humanity, the humanity is horrible. I don't know.
I think we should just get together and pray for them. Go to church next Sunday and pray for them.
No, because if they get us all under one roof, they'll try to burn it down. Absolute truth in the menu, shut them down. Nah. But yo, that's it for tonight. Thank you, K-Dog. Hot Rod.
Hey, you're welcome, y'all.
Absolute
Thank
truth
you.
Tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Big Red, Brother B.
Yeah.
We out.
We
out
of here.
Can
you
stop,
all
right, kids, thanks, y'all. Back. Have a good night.
Good night,
later,
y'all.
Kids.
Later.
Later.